Welcome to day 194. We are up to Perakeh Mishnah Dalet, and we are continuing to discuss mixtures of Truma. So up until now, we've been discussing what happens when Truma falls into Chulin, to non-Truma. And we said that as long as there are 100 parts of Chulin to the one part of Truma, then the Truma is nullified. But what if Truma falls not into Chulin, but into another type of Truma? Does that 100-to-1 ratio still work? Says Mishnah Dalet, a Truma Tameya, if there is a sa of impure Truma, of Truma Tameya, shenafla lemeya sa Truma Torah, that falls into 100 sa'ah of pure truma, of truma Torah. So the question is going to be, does that 100 sa'ah of pure truma operate just like 100 sa'ah of chulin would? We know that 100 sa'ah of chulin would nullify, would be mevatel, the 1 sa'ah of truma Temeah. So does the same thing work with 100 sa'ah of truma Torah? Does that also work to nullify the truma Temeah? So Beis Shammai says, no, the entirety of the mixture is considered usr, is considered forbidden, because even though there are 100 parts of truma Torah to the 1 part of Truma Temeah, it doesn't matter, because Truma Torah cannot nullify the Truma Temeah, and therefore the entire mixture needs to be treated like the Truma Temeah, which is forbidden even to Kohanim. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Beis Hillel say, no, it's permitted to the Kohanim, because just like 100 parts of Chulin will be Mevatel the Truma Temeah, so too 100 parts of Truma Torah, of pure Truma, will be Mevatel the Truma Temeah, and therefore it's as if the Truma Temeah doesn't exist anymore, and the Kohanim can eat the entirety of that mixture. Now we're going to see a conversation between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, in which they each explain their views. So Amru Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. Say Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, listen to this Kal Vachomer. I'm going to try to explain it, at least in the way that I understand it. Hoel utahora asur lazarim. Just like Truma Tahora, pure Truma is unique in its prohibition to non-Kohanim, meaning it is unique and that is it is prohibited to non-Kohanim. Utameya asur la Kohanim. And Truma Temeah is unique in that it is usur to even Kohanim. We know that it's not unique in that Truma Temeah is usur also to non-Kohanim, because all Truma is usur to non-Kohanim. So Truma Temeah is unique in that it is usur even to Kohanim. So, listen, follow this logic. Ma Tahora Ola. So just like Truma Tahora can be nullified when it is mixed in a mixture of 100 parts of Chulin, it can be nullified, and therefore to the demographic to whom it was uniquely prohibited to, it can now become permitted to, meaning originally it was usur to non-Kohanim, and now that it's nullified, it is allowed to non-Kohanim. So, af Temeya ta'ala, so too, when it comes to Truma Temeya, it should also have the ability to be nullified, to become permitted to the demographic that it is uniquely prohibited to. So it was uniquely prohibited to Kohanim, so it should also have the ability to be nullified and become permitted to the Kohanim. So therefore, we see the logic that really the Truma that falls in should be able to be nullified by the Truma Tahora. But Amru lo Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says, no, you have the logic wrong. You can't just look at it from the perspective of what is being nullified, the Truma Tahora and the Truma Temeah. You also have to look at it from the perspective of what is doing the nullification. So, im ha'alu achulan akalin. If chulin, which is lenient, because it is permitted to everyone, right? Hamutarim lazarim, just like this weak chulin, or this chulin that is permitted to non-Kohanim, has this power of permissibility. So that can be ola esa tahora, that can nullify truma tahora. If truma tahora falls into 100 parts of this very permissible chulin, it can be permitted and nullified. But does that necessarily work the other way? Ta'ala truma chamura? Does that mean that truma, which is more chamur, which is more strict, less permissible, it is not allowed to be eaten to non-Kohanim? Ha'asur lazarim? It's permitted to, prohibited to zarim? Esa tameya, should that really be able to ola, to nullify the truma tameya? Meaning to say that you have to look at the permissibility of that which is doing, or the power of permissibility of that which is doing the nullification. Chulin has a very strong power of permissibility, because to begin with, chulin is allowed to everyone. So it makes sense that chulin should be able to, with its power of permissibility, overtake Truma Tahora and allow that to even non-Kohanim if there's a ratio of 100 to 1. But Truma, which is more chamer, Truma itself, which is not very powerful in its ability to be permissible, because Truma is only permitted to Kohanim. It is prohibited to non-Kohanim, so its power of permissibility is very weak. Therefore, it should not have the ability to then permit it to Kohanim, which should not have the ability to be nullified, meaning look at it from the perspective of that which is doing the nullification. Now, at the end of the day, Beis Hillel ends up convincing Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai ends up following along. So, la'achar shahodu, so after they agreed, once Beis Shammai agreed with Beis Hillel that it is nullified. Then Rabbi Eliezer Omer Torah Mitisaref. So now what do you have to do? You have this mixture. So Rabbi Eliezer says exactly like we'd expect him to say. We've seen this in the previous thing, that you have to remove a part of Truma because that which fell in is the part that you remove. So because Truma Temeah fell in, then you have to remove a part of Truma Temeah Mitisaref and burn it. Because again, at least it's not really symbolic, but when you pull it out, you have to assume that it has the same status of that which fell in, and therefore you have to remove it from the other truma that a Kohen's allowed to eat and treat it like truma tameya and burn it. The Chachamim of Dabba Mi'utza, the Chachamim say, no, it was nullified already, right? We only ever remove the truma symbolically, not because we actually think that which we're picking out is that which fell in. We only ever remove a sa'av truma and give it to the Kohen symbolically, and we generally give it to the Kohen for the Kohen to eat, right? We don't treat it like truma tameya, and therefore in this case, we don't have to remove anything because it's all truma and it's already in the hands of the Kohen. So you don't need to lift it out and then give it to the Kohen for the Kohen to eat because he can already eat the entirety of it. So it is considered that it is nullified. Anything that fell in is entirely nullified. And those are exactly the views that we saw previously between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that as whatever goes in is what you pull out. So the Kohen can only eat that which he pulls out if that which originally fell in was Truma Tahora, pure Truma. And the Chachamim say, no, regardless of the case, it is always considered nullified. You're only pulling it out symbolically. And therefore, you can always treat it like Truma Tahora and give it to the Kohen to eat. Says Mishnah Hey, Sa'at Truma Shanafalamea. Now we're back to Truma and Chulin. Imagine a Sa'at Truma falls into 100 Sa'at of Chulin, so we know that it's nullified, but still we remove one Sa'at to give to the Kohen. So Higbia, you remove that one Sa'at. You want to eventually give it to the Kohen, but in the meantime, the Nafla, the Makam Acher, then it falls into another pile of Chulin. So what do you do? Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Bidmas, Ketrumas Vadai. All the rules of regular Truma mixtures apply to this new mixture, meaning that which you removed the first time, as Rebbe Eliezer always says. This is Rebbe Eliezer Lishitaso. He always says that which falls in is that which you remove. So when you removed it from the first mixture, that which you remove needs to be treated like actual Truma. So when that falls into another mixture, so then there's another actual mixture of Truma and Chulin, and therefore all the rules apply again. You need 100 to 1 in order to nullify it. But the Chachamim Omrim, Enu Midmas, no, you do not treat it with all the halachas of Midma, because that which you removed is not treated like actual Truma the first time. You just removed it symbolically so that the Kohen doesn't lose out. You want to give that to a Kohen, but it's not actual Truma. So therefore, when it falls into the new mixture, it is not like a mixture of Truma and Chulin. Instead, if anything, you simply treat it, Ela Lefi Cheshbon. You treat it based on how much Truma there might have been from the first time you removed from the nullified pile. So if you removed it when it was 100 to 1, so in the Truma that you pulled out that first time, you can assume that in that Sa'ah, there's 100 to 1 of Chulin to Truma. So you'd only need in this new mixture, when this part falls into another mixture, you would only need 100 to that tiny little bit of Truma that is in the part that fell in. Now, just as an aside, I know the recording is getting long, but just as an aside, that is already there. It already exists. If the Truma is already 100 to 1, so if it falls in another mixture, so it already has enough to nullify that one piece, a tiny bit of Truma that was in the Sa'ah that you took out. So what does that mean that you do it according to the calculation? So some of the they point out different things, but I think the most straightforward answer is that it doesn't actually mean you need to nullify it with 100 to 1 because it's already nullified with 100 to 1. Instead, what it likely means is that when you come to remove a part of this new mixture to give it to the Kohen, which you always have to do, you don't have to remove the entire Sa'at to give to a Kohen. You just need to remove the tiny bit of Truma that was still in that Sa'at, in that original mixture when it fell in, which was 100 to 1 of that mixture. So instead of removing 1/100th of the entire mixture, you're only removing 1/100th of that which fell in, which is a tiny little bit that you'd then give to the Kohen. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.